You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, dude, but they don't all bring you zombie takeout at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
Hello, and welcome to episode 505 of Zombie
Zombie
Takeout,
Takeout.
the B-Movie and Cult Movie Show. I'm John.
Hello, I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's movie, which is from 2022, Clerks 3. And of course,
sure,
that brings us
1994?
To... And of course, that brings us to the impromptu plot summary, sponsored by Regular Scripted Bit. It's so meta.
And also brought to you by Nails Vape Pens. You should still really stick with Chewy's gum. Just keep it away from the locks.
Now, before you get started, I think I can easily sum this movie up with one sentence. Kevin Smith masturbates for an hour and 40 minutes.
I don't even know why I wrote new notes. Oh, that's why, because I don't know if I still have the notes from whatever time we
I checked. It was 2010.
Yeah, I don't. It's a different computer since then. So 13 years later.
Yeah, I mean, I keep all my notes, but I'd probably be hard pressed to find them from that year.
Yeah. I think there's a certain level where it got they got killed.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back. Well, they're. I mean, it's almost like Top Gun Maverick. They're they're still working the convenience store. Playing hockey on the roof. They took in, I completely forgot from Clerks 2, they took in a new, you know.
Right. Elias.
Street
yeah, I had to look him up.
It came back to me as I was watching, like, oh yeah. Yeah, he's joined them at the I can't keep forgetting the name of the store.
Quick Stop.
I've passed by it a bunch of times myself, too. But
I was surprised. I actually looked it up. I thought it was way up north. It's actually in Monmouth.
Oh, yeah. It's, Leonardo, Middletown, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's like a weird... It's weird up there. Middletown is ginormous, but the sections have so many different names.
I'm in Whiting, which is part of Manchester. It's
similar. Oh, you know, I didn't even realize that was part of Manchester.
Yeah.
We're getting New Jersey geography.
I was a bit confused when they were doing the pork roll, egg, and cheese thing, because for those who aren't from Jersey, Central and South Jersey call it pork roll, North Jersey calls it Taylor ham. It's a pork product that you really can't get outside of Jersey. We all grow up on it.
I have a connection here.
Oh, nice.
I know the one place that serves it downtown. Corey's New York City Deli, shout out.
Nice. So when Jay was saying pork roll, egg, and cheese, doing that whole bit. I was surprised it wasn't Taylor ham because I thought they were further north. Anyway,
Only Benny's call it Taylor ham, honestly.
My dad was from Elizabeth. He called it Taylor ham.
See, a Benny.
Well, yeah, technically, yeah, exactly.
Good Elizabeth. Call. All right. So they're having trying to convert Randall Elias?
Elias.
Elias, he's trying to convert Randall because he's a born-again Christian.
And a crypto bro, so he was kind of trying to do both.
Yeah. Aren't they the same thing in a way?
Well, kind of.
It was one of the few new jokes of this. That worked. And in the middle, he wishes God would strike Randall dead. And at that moment is when Randall has a heart attack. And, Dante's on it. You know, he gets the ambulance right away, of course, being the good friend that Dante is. And they get him to the hospital in time. And I think the movie improves so much as soon as Amy Sedaris, of course, comes in, who plays his doctor. Yeah, I just thought we never discussed this. We should probably do kind of like a spoiler wall, you know, like before we get to the very end.
Okay. There's a very... Ooh. Let's just say
we have to discuss the ending. I mean, it has to be discussed.
Yeah. There is a big spoiler in this review.
So there's going to come a point where I think we'll just say spoiler wall.
Yeah.
And you will have to shut this off. And
if you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen past that point. You'll see our reviews on the site.
Yes.
Or our ratings.
Well, you know, he has the Widowmaker, but he manages to survive. And he has this epiphany that he's just been wasting his life watching movies his whole life, and that he's going to start making them himself. And then it kind of goes down again because they start making Clerks again.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there's. So we see them making and recreating a bunch of scenes with them older. Hmm. They
just made me feel old.
You know, it was strange seeing people our age playing parts on a movie and looking our age, yeah. Not like, you know, people who are just, you know, mega fit and stuff.
Right.
You know, none of them have trainers or anything. Yeah. They just look like people. And I guess it's sad that that's strange to see, honestly. But let's finish this summary up. We see pretty much what we saw in Zach and Miri just about already. Mm-hmm. And Randall pushes Dante's buttons a bit too much.
And if you've seen the original Clerks, you know how that's going to go. And sadness probably two, ensues. I don't quite remember.
I wouldn't say hilarity. I would say more of sadness ensues.
In 2018, Smith suffered a near-fatal heart attack after one of his comedy shows. This experience inspired him to rewrite the Clerks script from scratch, doing away with the original planned storyline. I'm curious what the original storyline was, because this was basically a love letter to his own movies.
Yes. I did a little research after watching it because I was kind of like, what the fuck? And the original was kind of like, he originally was touting it as like an Empire Strikes Back where they're kind of left in the lurch kind of thing. Nice. But it wasn't going to end it. And I think the Anderson, the actor that plays Randall, was not Jeff having Anderson. It. What's that?
Jeff Anderson. Just
yes.
Give his whole name.
He was not having it, and he didn't have any interest in it.
Right.
And they were kind of, you know, went their separate ways a bit, Smith and Jeff Anderson. Mm. And they patched things up, and then the heart attack happened, and that's when he decided it was time for him to end the story, pretty much.
Although he has hinted at a possibility for a Clerks 4.
I don't know, man.
I have no idea what that could be, but
yeah.
I did get a kick out of the parade of production company logos at the top. There were like five in a row.
Yes, there were. Oh, I mean, the funding on this was pretty tricky too.
And so the logos.
He somehow a while back said that he got the funding for doing Tusk somehow.
Uh-huh.
Like, even though Tusk bombed, there are people that were really interested in him and doing more with him.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, what have you got? He's like, well, I got Clerks 3. I think that was the original script.
Hmm.
And he got funding. And that's how he got funding for it, which is really interesting. He was going to originally just kickstart this.
Okay. And I think he would have easily made the money that way.
I'm sure he would have. I mean, I think he might have done that with the other ones, like the reboot. Maybe even the documentary on making the film, which I just saw.
That I'm curious about.
A couple years ago, so it was almost like watching it all over again.
I think I would have preferred that.
Yes. Yeah, actually, that was better.
It was nice to see the quick stop again, although I have to wonder, given that it's supposed to be, you know, current day, you know, they're all around 50 or just under, close to their actual ages. Does Smith think the Black Parade is current?
I do not know.
Because it was a weird choice. It opens with the Black Parade, you know, as current Dante is opening the store in a very similar montage to the, or scene to the original. Black Parade is not current, nor is it of our generation. It's like a millennial thing. So I don't know why he chose to put it there. I mean, given where the movie goes, I see a connection.
I think that's what it was. Like, I was kind of thinking it was an odd choice, too. Although I'm not, honestly, not that familiar with it. As soon as they mentioned Black Parade, I'm like, oh, that's that My Chemical Romance band.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd actually heard the song before. And I was like, I didn't know they liked Pink Floyd, too.
Yeah. There is a nice, subtle reference to Dante being a widower early on.
Yeah, that took me by surprise because I don't remember that at the end of the last one.
I don't either. I mean, I haven't seen it probably since 2007, 2008, maybe, whenever I got around to watching it.
It's a little shocking that we didn't review it.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was looking because we did the original. And I was just
this
checking.
Is only our fourth Smith movie, I think.
Wow.
Which is kind of strange. I thought, because there's so many that I've seen them all. So it's kind of like, really, except for... I don't think we saw Yoga Hosers, did we?
No. I think that was the one after Tusk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So we did Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Tusk before this.
That's it? So, okay.
Yeah, I could have sworn we'd done Cop Out.
We did Cop Out. We definitely did Cop Out.
I didn't see it on the list.
Because we reference it all the time. I was sure we'd reviewed it. Huh.
I only see Super Cop and Wolf Cop.
Okay, well, that's weird.
But yeah, I reckon referenced Homage, you know, so many times.
We reference that all the time.
That was like a few years, running gag.
Huh.
So I don't get it.
Maybe because we've just both seen the movie, so we just go to that reference a lot. Wow. Huh.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
And that sets me up nicely for what I was about to say. This is kind of a reverse Mandela effect.
We've had that so many times now. But, like, I mean, we're over 500 movies, so, like, our brains can't contain this information.
I don't mean what we have or haven't reviewed. That's easy enough to remember. That was a Mandela effect with Life Force. But Clerks 3 is a reverse Mandela effect in that neither of us have any memory of it happening. Last year.
Yeah. I don't know how we missed this.
It premiered in Jersey. I live in Jersey. I don't know how this went over my head.
And, I've online enough. Mm-hmm. And, I haven't listened to, like, Kevin Smith. He hasn't been on XM in a long time, as far as I know. But I went and saw the documentary. I think I remembered him talking about making a Clerks 3. Uh-huh. But I don't remember hearing about this coming out.
I don't remember it at all. And granted, I'm documented as saying that I'm over Smith.
Yeah, I remember you say, I'd forgotten that you'd said you were over Smith until, like, I forget, maybe it was three quarters of the way through the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, huh. Maybe
and
I
normally
too.
Wouldn't have said, let's do another Smith movie, except for that lack of memory that this ever came out and the curiosity about it. I will say, the issue I have with Smith is that I can always hear him in the dialogue. His voice is too clear in his dialogue. I didn't really get that with this.
That's true. His dialogue, except for when Silent Bob's talking.
Yeah, of course.
Is varied, Like, yeah. He's actually getting into character more, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I will say, RST Video turning into a dispensary was a nice touch, just to keep Jay and Silent Bob in the story. When he was doing press for Clerks 2, he said that if he was going to do a Clerks 3, it would be down the road when they're in their 40s and 50s. And he said he didn't know about Jay and Silent Bob at that point, because at that age, leaning against a wall in front of a convenience store would be a little sad.
but I don't think he realized how legal things were going to be.
Yeah, well, no, this was 2006. We had no way to know weed would be legal in Jersey by 2023.
And it's pretty funny to have the dealers still hanging around outside the front of their store.
This is the way we used to do it in the 90s.
Yeah, that they just legally own.
Yeah. That pork roll, egg, and cheese chant that Jay was doing, a little too, like, yes for Jersey. I don't know, because, like, to me, that's just, like, shouting Jersey, which he doesn't need to do. He's iconic Jersey.
That's kind of a lot of what this movie is for some reason.
And I don't think that particular joke, I don't think will play to anyone outside of Jersey who doesn't know someone from Jersey and know what the fuck pork roll is.
I've had to explain the magic of pork roll to many people here in Chicago. And I've had some very strange looks, but...
From what I know about Chicago cuisine, it seems like it would fit in quite well.
It does. It really does. You know? You know, that hockey rink, by the way, is way too small to actually play a game.
there are
more people than there was rink up there. Like, what the fuck?
You can really just... I don't know what the hockey term for scrimmage is, but kind of get that initial hit and a goal. You can't really move around much.
I mean, it's not like basketball where you can play a half-court game.
Right.
You know, just have one net and share it. You got to have some room, man. Mm-hmm. I think maybe in the original they played from one end of the roof to the other, maybe? I don't know. It just looked bigger.
Yeah.
Having the drone shot or helicopter shot of it was a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. And to be fair, the actors were a bit smaller in 94.
I don't know. I think Smith was bigger back then.
Well, Smith was bigger, but he wasn't on the roof.
That's true.
I got to say, Blockchain and the Cool Christian Crypto Club was very sketch. I liked it, but I'm glad they kind of bailed on it fast.
Yeah.
But Blockchain might have been the best thing in the movie.
Oh, no, Amy Sedaris.
Well, one of the better things in the movie. She didn't have much. She was great, but she had a small scene.
Where he's explaining the Mandalorian to her.
Blockchain was basically the new Silent Bob.
Well, yeah.
The actor knocked it out of the park. I don't remember his name offhand, but he's dating Smith's daughter.
It was a little weird because he was also doing, like, they were doing the Raj bit from Big Bang Theory, which of course I realized they were doing the Silent Bob bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but
he's
only selectively.
Done quite a bit of other things. He's got a resume, so it's not pure nepotism, but nepotism was definitely a factor.
Well, these have always been family affairs, you know, friends and family.
I liked Give Crom a Chance. Elias is trying to convert Randall, and Randall saying he worships Crom, the god from Conan. Love that he brought back Buddy Christ in the form of NFT kites.
The kites.
That sermon that Elias was giving, though, may have been the first time I've ever, and at this point only time, I've ever empathized with Randall. And this gets into a later point in the movie, but I'm curious to go back to the original now to see how it holds up. Because, you know, Randall I've always kind of hated. I've always kind of sided with Dante. But I'm realizing Dante is just as self-centered as Randall is.
Well, we just saw the original.
I mean, actually go back and watch it in full, without all of the other stuff.
I mean, I've seen it a few times. I've seen it here. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in the documentary. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the full thing since we reviewed it. Been curious to go back. But that's kind of the interesting thing, is that they're both assholes, and they're both completely self-centered, just in opposite ways.
Oh, I think Dante definitely looks out for others more than just himself.
But he's such a Charlie Brown.
True. And, you know, that is his problem. He mopes entirely too much.
Yeah, and that's self-centeredness.
But at the same time, though, he is willing to do almost whatever it takes
True.
for Randall
Right,
to
right.
achieve his dream.
And that has been his issue throughout the series.
Yeah. And he just never receives that in return from Randall, unfortunately.
Well, he just takes and takes and takes, and it ultimately killed him. Which, now that I'm saying that, is an interesting statement.
You should go back and put spoiler wall.
Yeah. Oh well. We told you right off the top this is going to be spoiler heavy.
Yeah.
But I think that's an interesting statement that what ultimately happens to him, he never learns his lesson.
Right. And since we've let the cat out of the bag,
Yeah.
it makes this just so much more sadder, you know, that he's even told that he has a final another chapter, and he fucking wastes it.
He tells himself in the form of his late wife in a dream
Yeah.
to pull his head out of his ass and get on with his life,
Right.
and he doesn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of does a little bit, but not seriously
No.
enough.
And that's the big fight in the original was, Dante saying the obvious to Randall, and Randall say ripping Dante apart for being a Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And
The problem is he enjoyed the situation a little bit too
right.
much to actually do something about it.
And I think they had a similar fight in jail in the original, in the sequel.
Yeah.
But back to the movie itself. I loved Elias's deconversion. Loved the line, "Stop it, I have to fuck Satan." And as a musician who knows very little about film, I liked the idea that watching movies equals film school. That's like saying listening to music can teach you an instrument.
It is true, though, that you do watch a
I'm sure
lot
you
of
watch a lot of
film
movies in film
school.
school, but you also learn the equipment and,
Yeah.
the technical shit that I have no concept of, no matter how many movies I've watched.
That is true. Until at least in my day, they make you edit with like a little sprockety punch hole puncher and tape, and you wind up doing it for like an entire weekend on end, and you decide, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I think I'll just review movies.
I went to audio engineering school just at the tail end of razor blade editing. Like, we learned it, never had to do it since.
But now there's video, so I really should get back into it.
Loved the reference to I Spit on Your Grave.
Yes. In the graveyard with his deceased wife.
A very, very exploitative movie that, well, if you're a B movie fan, you know it well. If
We haven't
you know
done
the
that one,
movies that
have
we
we?
know. No, we haven't. I was considering it. But I skimmed through it on Tubi and yeah, no. That's not.
I may have watched that at a really young age. I don't know.
That, and I was also considering Make Them Die Slowly, but I know you'll never watch that again.
No. You'll certainly make you stay away from hot dogs for a long time. Let me just tell you that.
Now, Rosario Dawson has aged very well,
Yeah.
but she has aged since 2006, so seeing her play her ghost, essentially, or her, his memory of her was interesting.
And yeah, so another Star Wars person.
Yeah. Although, yeah, she was a Star Wars person at this point.
Yeah.
This was after her first appearance on Mando, yeah. I gotta say, O'Halloran could not hold his own with her.
Yeah, they making O'Halloran like really reach here, you know?
I
That was kind of
mean,
surprising.
props for the effort,
Yeah.
but, and she doesn't get a lot of credit, but Rosario Dawson is a brilliant actor.
She's very, very smooth, you know?
Yeah, and O'Halloran really, really tried. Credit where it's due, but he just couldn't level it with her.
I don't even know how he did, honestly, because I was just kind of shocked by the whole thing. You know? Because when you come into a Clerks movie, you are not expecting people crying.
True, true.
It was just a real shocking thing to have. I mean, it was shocking that they laid this much on us here about her dying, and I think there was an unborn baby or a young
yeah.
baby or a newborn. I don't know.
I think she was pregnant when she was killed, and he knew, and so they both died.
Yeah, that's some heavy stuff to lay on us.
I gotta say, Jeff Anderson did handle the emotional stuff really well.
What that again? That was shocking too. Like, what the fuck?
The audition scene was a bit too much.
I love the audition scene.
You were referencing a couple of weeks ago on the hearing the video for Jeff Beck's Ambitious.
Yes,
that's basically what this was.
Yes, what a nutty group of people to have in there.
Various well-known actors auditioning for Clerks, who are all friends of, you know, of Smith.
Like the entire Impractical Jokers team, a little bit at a time.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr., Ben Affleck.
Oh, I forgot Sarah Michelle Gellar, yeah.
Affleck was just painful. I mean, it was brilliant. I props again for him to get for getting that ridiculous, but...
And that he's always needed Kevin Smith for that, you know. Yeah, yeah. The oh, what is it? Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back.
Was that the one with you do the art film, then you do the studio film?
There was like they kept making the joke about a code for a hooker, dead hooker, in Ben Affleck's trailer.
Yeah. I like that they referenced the egg guy, another favorite part from the original.
They always reference the egg guy and the milkmaid.
Yeah. I think Marilyn Gagliotti's scenes were also really good. She knocked it out of the park.
My God, I was shocked to see her, and damn, that was so good. And it kind of, from her point in, it's kind of when the movie really turns at that point.
Yeah, because right after that note I have, the whole meta thing is growing on me at 53 minutes in. I was kind of hating all the meta jokes, but I was kind of okay with it at that point.
Like, as soon as she comes in, this goes from just being a goofy screwball comedy to this is real.
Yeah.
Like, she's this element of the outside world that just intrudes in on this whole thing. And you're just like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. And you kind of feel like, okay, they're going to grow up at this point. She's going to be the catalyst.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of wonder if her and Dante were going to actually get back together.
Yeah.
And he was going to just go and live a life, and that's how this would end.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't do the movie.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they did the movie.
Yeah.
She has like two scenes, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, they reenact some of her scenes in the movie, too.
Mm.
Then behind the counter.
A note about age differences, because I happened to look it up. Rosario Dawson is about a decade younger than Brian O'Halloran. And Maren Gigliotti is about a decade older than him.
Wow.
She's 61.
No shit. Really?
60 when she made this, probably.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever would have guessed that. Yeah.
I did like Smith's explanation for why Clerks was in black and white as Silent Bob.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately, it was a money thing, but I liked his, you know, artistic explanation.
But I've always agreed that I've always kind of thought that, too, that it was like we were watching through some, imaginary security camera.
Definitely feels that way.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how Smith justified it artistically. But I think it initially was just, from what I recall from back in the day, the black and white stock was just cheaper.
Oh, it cost a shit ton to develop the film in color.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, I was only working Super 8, and I think he was probably doing 16 millimeter. I could be wrong.
But if it's cheap, that much cheaper with Super 8, it's going to be even less or even more of a difference with.
All I know is it was about 4 times the price.
Yes, that's why he did black and white. And
yeah.
I think everything he said in the movie was just how he justified it artistically. But it was interesting.
Totally worked. And that's why the original does hold up, I think, because it is in black and white. I mean, it has a timeless quality to it, but it is, of course, the 1990s.
Oh, very, very 90s.
It is a time capsule of the 1990s and 1994. And that's a kind of what this movie calls attention to too much. That
earlier tonight, I recommended the original to Brie. I'm really hoping she checks it out because I want a millennial's opinion on Clerks.
Well, the thing is, though, with all that time passed, I mean, it's just, I mean, I was really bummed after watching this. I mean, seriously sad, because it's just like, you know, time is, you know, irreversible, and so much of it's gone by, and that's just what this movie really hammers home.
See, I was more just annoyed because it was Kevin Smith masturbating for an hour and 40. That's really all I took from it.
Yeah. I mean, oh, there was plenty of that, too. Yeah. I mean, he was sucking his own dick here, is what happened, you know?
I did like the reference to the original ending.
Oh, yeah, the robber.
Yeah, in the original ending of Clerks, Dante is killed. They reference that. Also liked Randall saying every word is sacred to the writer. As a writer myself, like, yeah, kind of feel that.
And they kind of threw a little shade at Seth Green. Which, you know, back to Zach and Miri, you know, we probably just completely wrote over.
Yeah. The method actor tripe bit. The Chewie's representative with the lung. It was actually a piece of tripe, and he was saying he's a method actor.
And God, if anybody's ever come in contact with tripe,
no.
Oh, fuck, man, that stuff really just reeks.
And you can say the same about method actors.
Yes.
Well, liked them calling out the Asian design major bit from the original.
Yeah.
That's kind of racist.
The author would not even realizing that he thought it was Asian design.
Yeah.
Well, he happens to be Asian.
Now, I did like O'Halloran's more emotional stuff towards, you know, his ultimate, you know, ending. When the rant at Randall, everything from the salsa shark scene. I feel like he really did sell that.
Yeah. And it's sad that that's pretty much how it ends for them, you know? To end it with that note.
Well, it didn't end exactly with that note. It ended with him watching the movie.
True, but, you know, he never actually got to...
He didn't have to... He wasn't able to say anything, but right. They connected. He was conscious.
You know, it's something you remember a lot, you know, sometimes in your last conversation with somebody.
Yeah. I will say Dante and Luke do have a lot in common, particularly Luke in New Hope.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. He is Luke in New Hope, but he never grows up.
Right, right. Not sure how I feel about the NFTs actually paying off for Elias and blockchain.
Honestly, it was the last thing I'd expected to happen.
Yeah. I have to look into it to see if Smith is an NFT bro or not.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I don't even know if he still does the podcast. I don't even know where I'd get it anymore.
Also, he says at the end that it was great to finally see all of this in color. Clerks 2 was in color.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird, too. Like, and I thought there were other movies where they went back to the quick stop at. Mm.
During the closing credits, Smith has a little monologue where he explains, you know, how nice it was to give himself a handjob for an hour and a half. And he says that, you know, he's always seen Clerks, even though it's in black and white, he's always seen it in color because he loved it. And, you know, it was nice for us to finally see it in color. It was all in color in Clerks 2. Because I remember when we don't see the quick stop till the end of Clerks 2. They're at the fast food place.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing it at the end of Clerks 2, and it was kind of like, wow, that's what looks weird in color.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've passed by it a bunch of times. I'm trying to remember the towns that I was driving through to get to.
Now, the film is dedicated to Lisa Spoonhauer, who played Caitlin Bray in the original Clerks and Clerks the Animated Series. She passed away in 2017. Sequels and remakes?
Yeah.
Of course, sequel to Clerks, 94, Clerks 2, 2006. Maybe there'll be a Clerks 4. He's saying maybe there will be. I don't know how.
I think it's more than time to put this to rest, honestly.
I think it's time to put this whole universe to rest.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not going to bag on Smith as a whole, you know. I'm not saying he should retire or stop making movies or anything like that. But this universe is overdone. You know, we've seen enough of this particular universe.
Like, I finally get the problems that people had with The Last Jedi. It was realistic what happened to Luke and him, you know, being, you know, curmudgeonly and insular. But do we necessarily really need to see it?
See, I liked that because, and it's a little different in this case, because with Star Wars, there's so much mythologizing and so much putting it up on a fucking pedestal that I love that they kicked the fucking pedestal out.
Well, sure, I was cool with that too. But after seeing this, I finally get what people had the problem with, because did we really need to see the death of Dante?
I'm okay with it.
Did we really need to see that, and making a point that he wasted the last, 15 years of his life just kind of, I don't know, just working the quick stop?
I would have preferred if he had pulled his head out of his ass and moved on with his life.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with this statement, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that don't move on, of course, and that do stay in the rut. I'm just not sure if we really needed to see this happen. You know, so we've already seen Clerks a few times already. It's just this should definitely be it for this series.
Absolutely. On to brains. I enjoyed it, but I can't recommend it. I'm going 3.5.
I'm right there with you. There's some really funny moments in it. You could just watch Clerks again, though, for a lot of the other moments.
Do that. Maybe two. Two was fine.
You know, I remember liking two. The other than the audition, Amy Sedaris, and some of the scenes with the blockchain. The
blockchain stuff was good.
Yeah, they really shouldn't have done this. No.
So what have we learned?
The whole New Jersey image is kind of crazy. There's it's just a joke, but people are pretty surprised when you tell them who's from New Jersey, you know?
Yeah.
Nicholson, Sinatra, Danny DeVito, Jon Stewart.
Right.
Just for starters. It's a whole list.
That ending song, Yes, I'm from New Jersey or whatever, the line, No, I don't talk like that, I loved that.
right.
People expect people from the entire state to have the accent that people in the top quarter have.
Yeah. I mean, granted, those are pretty heavily populated cities up there where they did talk like this.
That's the urban part of the state. There's probably far more people there than the rest of the state, but anyway.
And I bet that accent's pretty much gone anyway, all the different New York borough accents.
Okay. And I learned that Smith has lost it. And that's it for Clerks 3. Until next time, we'll be reviewing Memento. Looking forward to that one. You've seen it, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, I thought we determined that you had seen it.
No, I think that's why you wanted to do it right away. And of course, a lot of movies I don't see because of this show.
Yeah,
if I think it's something we're going to review, I try to stay away from it generally.
I think this was 90s. I think I saw it in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
When someone I knew at OCC recommended it. So it goes back a ways. Anyway, until then, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.